We're back here on In Focus on News Radio KMN. It's 9:54. Brandon Peoples talking with Robin Cole here from Pawnee Mental Health. She's the executive director. And I know we've got the new year here just a few days away, January 1st, and there's some expansion coming in up for Pawnee in Pottawatomie County.
There is. We're so excited to announce that we're opening a new location in Pottawatomie County. We have been sharing space with Three Rivers Independent Living Center and our Centers for Independent Living, and it's been a wonderful partnership. We've been very appreciative and very happy to be sharing space with them. But the demand for services in Pottawatomie County has been growing over the years. In fact, Pottawatomie County has been the one county where we've seen growth every year for the last 4 or 5 years. And I can't say that about all the other counties that we provide services in. But we are opening a new location at 490 East Highway 24 in Wamego. I believe that had previously been offices for the school district in Wamego. And so we're going to be right on the highway in a new location that I think will be very conducive for the services that we provide. It's been interesting for me because I hear time and time again that there are people in Pottawatomie County that don't even know we have an office there. And so we're planning that we'll have an open house sometime towards the end of January. We'll invite members of the community to come out, tour the facility, see what it is we have to offer, and it'll be a good opportunity for us to interact with the public and say we're here, and we're here to serve you.
All right. Yeah, we'll be looking forward to that. And that opens January 1st?
January 2nd. Okay. We'll be closed January 1st. Gotcha. But yeah, we'll be open January 2nd.
All right. And I know you wanted to talk here a little about life expectancy. You saw an article recently.
Yes, and this is probably, again, when we reflect back on 2018, there was a Associated Press report that the Manhattan Mercury ran. And I've seen this report featured in a number of different venues since it first came out. And the reason it's important to bring it up is that, you know, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have identified that life expectancy of Americans is down. And anytime you hear something like that, you wonder why. How can it be that the life expectancy of Americans would be down at this time? We have access to so much in terms of health care and food and nutrition. We live in a relatively safe and clean country. What's the problem? And what the Associated Press report pointed out was that death from suicide and drug overdoses is what has pushed the U.S. deaths up this last year and drove a decline in how long Americans are expected to live. In fact, in 2017, there were nearly 70,000 more deaths than there were in 2016. And that was the most deaths in a single year since the government began counting deaths more than a century ago. And while this report acknowledged that it partially reflects the nation's growing and aging population, they also called out with specific concern the deaths of particularly middle-aged people. And they identified basically two significant issues. One was the suicide death rate and then the drug overdose death rate. And what they saw with the suicide death rate was that in 2017, it was the highest it had been in 50 years, according to U.S. government records. There were more than 47,000 suicides in the United States last year. That made the suicide rate about 14 deaths per 100,000 people. And then the drug overdose deaths also continued to climb, and they exceeded over 70,000 last year. And that was described by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention as being one of the deadliest drug overdose epidemics in U.S. history. And so it's a concern we have, and it's, you know, I just need to remind people that that there's help available, and that individuals who are experiencing depression or suicidal thoughts, please call Pawnee Mental Health. Call us at 1-587-4300. Reach out. Hope is waiting. Help is available at Pawnee and elsewhere in the community.
All right. Thank you so much for being here, Robin, and have a happy new year.
Thank you.
It's 10 a.m. at News Radio KMAN with CBS News next.